It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up, we're going to get the weekend kicked off the right way with the sounds of the week. Also, the Trump tracker's coming up before the show ends. Lloyd Banks is in for Gatos today. Gatos has the day off. I was just talking to Chad Benson about his show coming up after 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stories he has, I mean, we were comparing, you know, like old war stories about the glory days of radio. Whew. I thought I had some stories. My goodness. He has some stories that'll, you know, put some hair on you. You know what I'm saying?
I sure don't.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, that is true.
So, like milk? Does a body good? What do you mean?
No.
Like vegetables? My parents always said, eat your vegetables.
Right.
It'll put hair on your chest.
No, is vegetables like do not put hair on your chest.
No, that's what they always said. Like, you got to eat your, like, peas and broccoli.
So you ate a ton of them.
Yeah, I did.
So
focus.
So anyway, the governor of the great state of Arizona came out today.
He ate his vegetables. That's how he became governor.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
And, He actually nipped something in the bud, as it were. Representative Paul Mosley, the legislator, the speed racer, the
lead-foot lawmaker.
He bragged going 140, 120, basically doubling the speed limit in certain parts of Arizona. And we talked about for a couple weeks now, what should the legislature do? Can anything be done? What is this legal immunity, this legislator immunity that they get? Is it fair? Is it equitable? Well, not really. I mean, there was a purpose to it. There was a reason why, if you're elected to political office in the state of Arizona, if you got a speeding ticket, you didn't have to be necessarily, you wouldn't be taken to jail.
You know what's interesting is Governor Ducey weighed in on this on, I think this was Wednesday.
I addressed those comments in my State of the State, saying that I think everyone should be treated with dignity and respect, and I stand by those comments.
Should Representative Mosley consider stepping down from his position?
That's going to be up to the voters. The voters are going to have a say in it.
Now, the voters,
which, yeah.
The voters will have a say in it, but the governor, he decided today, he might have a say in it, but I'm throwing down an executive order.
Yeah, and I'm glad he didn't ask for the resignation. I don't think that would have been fair. Let the voters decide. Mm-hmm. That's understandable. But yeah, you're right. The executive order came down today. Nobody expected this. At least I didn't. I don't know about you, but I didn't expect this at all.
It didn't really change anything per se.
But it certainly clarified. And you can tell by the governor's tweets that it was basically he went all, you know, dad on the legislature, on the elected political heroes, and on, bad boy Paul Mosley, basically saying no one is above the law. You cannot flaunt the law and expect people to say, oh, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. So I'm going to make an executive order basically saying what?
Basically saying that if you try to do this again, you will be cited. And if we are not in the legislative session or the 2 weeks prior, you could get hauled off to jail if you decide to criminally speed.
Right. So what Governor Ducey basically did was clarify, mm-hmm, and I guess give an overt message to DPS and law enforcement of, hey, look, if you catch somebody, anybody who's in public office speeding, cite them. You can give them a ticket. You don't have to say, hey, come on, going 110 miles an hour really isn't good in a 20 in a school zone. Okay, I exaggerate, but you know, if they're 65 and they're going about 100, you can't just say, oh, tisk tisk, let me give you a warning. No, you can say, hey, look,
well, Colonel,
you're making everybody unsafe here.
Colonel Frank Milstead was on with Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes earlier in the week, and even he sounded uncertain about does immunity apply. He said he wanted the attorney
general. This was before the executive order came down.
Yeah, he wanted the attorney general to look into it. Here's what else he had to say.
I think we believe that it does extend to them during the session, and I've asked my general counsel to review this along with the attorney general. if you look at the statute, the way it's written, it talks about the only time that you can arrest or do something to a legislator during the session is if it is a amounts to a breach of the peace, if it is a felony crime, or it's treason. But it does literally say that they are immune from civil process or from misdemeanor crimes.
But Governor Ducey talked about that breach of the peace today, and he said, no, if you are basically doing something that puts the public in danger, criminal speeding, reckless driving, DUI, that can be considered a breach of the peace.
Right. And law enforcement officers should have use every part of their better judgment on what to do with you. I'm glad Ducey didn't overstep. I'm glad he didn't try to totally change the meaning, the letter, whatever, of the law. I'm glad he didn't try to get rid of it. But I'm also glad he took care of it right now. Don't wait. We knew that J.D. Mesnard, Speaker of the House, was looking in. He was investigating Mosley and this whole, what does this immunity mean? It could have gone into session next legislative session, and nothing got done. Nothing got clarified. So I'm glad that Governor Doug Ducey did it. But once again, man, nobody expected this, which I think bodes well for Governor Doug Ducey, that he stood up, he took a stand, he doesn't want it, but it doesn't overreach, and it's not that he ignored it.
Well, this certainly does not affect as many people as what Red for Ed did. I mean, there were thousands of teachers out there.
You're right.
When he came up with the 20 in 2020 plan.
20% by 2020, yeah.
So when he came up with that, you know, thousands of teachers were affected. Obviously, parents were affected because the teachers were coming back to school. This affects, what, a couple dozen legislators?
Yeah, but it's also the perception that,
right,
hey, Governor
They're
Doug
not
Ducey,
above the law.
Right, that Governor Doug Ducey's not, doesn't want an exclusivity, or thinking, well, we're better than you because we're elected to office, although we know that there are some people think like that down at the state capitol.
Now, does Representative Paul Mosley say anything, or does he just keep his mouth shut?
I don't know, because he blocked me on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know what he's saying. Jeez. But I guarantee you, that first legislative session, not a lot of handshakes or high fives for Paul Mosley. Geez, thanks, man. You ruined it for everybody. Thanks a lot. Doug Ducey tweeted today, politicians are not above the law. Everyone should know that, and the Arizona Constitution is clear. But regrettably, a reminder is needed. Couldn't have said it better. Needed to be reminded. He clarified, and now we're not gonna see Paul Mosley on dash cam or body cam bragging how he liked to go more than double the speed limit.
Yeah, you thought I was doing 90. I've done 120. Yeah. I can do 140.
That's nothing. Anyway, all right. Coming up, we've got the sounds of the week, also the Trump tracker. But right now, call us if you had this experience. A boyfriend tweeted questioning his girlfriend's hobbies, basically saying, I don't know if I can go out with this woman anymore.
She's
got
weird.
She's got some weird hobbies. And of course, now it's gone viral. What was the one hobby that caused you to break up with your significant other? 602-277-5827, 602-277-5827. What was the one hobby that you said, can't do? You're a nice person. You're very kind. You're whatever. You like that? I can't be down with that. 602-277-5827.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
In for Gatos today. Coming up, we've got the Trump tracker. Also, it's our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. Also, we've got the sounds of the week, kicking off your weekend the right way. Well, there's a story that has gone viral. A post has gone viral, actually. And this is it's odd, but you understand it, if that makes any sense. A boyfriend tweeted that his girlfriend has strange hobbies, and he's not sure whether or not he should break up with her. He said, my girlfriend has the weirdest hobbies in existence, and they make me kind of uncomfortable. Here are her normal ones.
Before you launch into this, can I just tell you, people who do this stuff...
Do what? Tweet?
Like, tweet out, like, hey, I'm wondering, should I break up with this person? Like, if you are doing that, how about you
you know the answer.
You just grab life by the hand. That's not the right expression.
No, it's not.
That's what I'm going with. Grab life by the hand.
Okay.
And just call the ball. Just break up with them.
Right. You know the end of the story.
Don't ask Twitter for help.
Right.
Just do it.
So some of the normal quote-unquote hobbies she likes is she likes to sew. Most of her cute sundresses are ones she made herself.
Mm.
She's made me a couple things as well.
Sundresses?
Yeah, nice.
His sundresses are nice?
No, no. Hmm. Two, she collects rocks and pretty crystals. All right, they're sparkly. I like them, too.
Some people like rocks, sure.
Three, she gardens and collects various plants.
You like to garden.
I do. Four, she loves to read and usually turns on either podcasts or audiobooks when cleaning or just sitting around.
Maybe this is a good friend for you. You like to read.
One of the strangest things, but it for me, about my now wife is that when we dated in her house, she didn't have a TV set up. I thought that was the most incredibly strange thing I had ever seen in my life. She did not have a TV. Because, you know, I mean, all I do is watch TV, right? Until I got kids.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to not have... How do you... What do you do? How do you...
Like, nothing even for, like, DVDs or anything?
No. No. No
computer?
Video. No,
but did she listen to the radio?
She did.
Uh-huh.
And she listened to some, like, stuff online, podcast, stuff like that. But no... Like what happens if you want to watch the weather or whatever? She goes, I get it on my phone. She was one of the first I get it on my phone people I'd ever met. Okay, so here is what this young man says about his girlfriend's weird hobbies. And Becky Lynn, you can chime in on
okay,
this, too.
I have so many weird hobbies, yes.
Okay. No. Whether the guy is
we
making
need you to
too
judge
much of it.
Whether or not this is a weird hobby.
All right.
She's into something called vulturing. She collects bones and literal roadkill to preserve and take the bones or hides of animals. And, God, it makes me queasy.
You do that in your free time, Becky?
No, but that is kind of weird.
You vulture?
Mm.
She studies medicine and medical topics as a hobby. She's super into herbal medicine and grows tons of her own herbal plants and has even tried to give me some remedies for colds and stuff. I think it's a bit off the deep end.
I've known people who did that.
Three, part of her plant collecting is poisonous. And by poisonous, I mean she keeps them in literal cages with warning signs saying, warning, do not touch.
Hmm.
To be fair, she keeps most of these in her basement, along with the bodies. Four, she
you threw that in there.
Four, she has all this lab equipment in her shed behind her house. It's like a chemistry lab. Think what a chem lab would look like back in the 18th century or something. It looks like that on a smaller scale. Like you said, Lloyd, you already know what the end of the conversation is. Just
I gotta
break
say
up
too,
with her.
Not much of this is bothering me other than the first one.
Okay.
The vulturing. That I would say is odd.
The last one is he says this isn't really bad, but I found it really weird. Her room has a huge, and I mean an enormous bed. It has 50 pounds of blankets and pillows on it, and it's more like a giant nest.
That's all women. They're cold, man.
I find it odd because, yeah, it's nice and comfortable, but at the same time, the bed could easily fit about 5 people comfortably, and she just sleeps there. Like, I had to roll over multiple times to make it from one side to the other just to see how long it would take me.
That just seems kind of cool.
All right. 602-277-5827. What was the one hobby or one thing that you had to break up with somebody about? That's a deal breaker, ladies. Mike, you're in Queen Creek. What did you break up over?
Well, I didn't necessarily break up with her. I met her one time. We met online, and about halfway through the date, after meeting her just once, she mentioned how much she likes country music. And that's a deal breaker for me. Can't do it.
Country music.
Country music. I'd rather shove like thumbtacks under my toenails or something. I just can't stand it.
What does he listen to? What do you listen
to? Yeah, Mike, what do you listen to?
Anything other than country music.
Okay.
Jeez. The correct answer is Mac and Gatos, Mike. Thank you.
Country music listeners are the best. He missed out. Totally missed out.
I wish people could have seen your face when he said country.
I threw my hands up in the air. What is wrong with this guy?
Oh, jeez. But there are some things I guess you just can't look over, I guess. I mean, I could look. My wife likes country music. I'm not a big fan, but at least I'll listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You mean endure.
What?
You'll endure.
Oh, I thought you said you're indoor. I'm like, yeah, we've been married now for a while. Yeah, I'll endure country music. I'll put up with country music.
Yes.
But I did date one girl, and this was in my 20s, and she and her mom would go to yard sales, would go to thrift stores. They would go to these places with, you know, like used stuff, Goodwill stuff.
Okay.
And they would collect dolls. And I mean, they would collect dolls.
Well, how many did they have?
I'm talking a whole room with bookshelves of displayed dolls. And I just thought it was kind of weird. I just thought it was kind of creepy weird.
It could be. If there's hundreds of dolls in a room, it could be
they
creepy.
Were all, I mean, they knew everything about these dolls. I mean, they just...
they're very valuable.
They are.
They can be very valuable.
They are. And now that I'm watching Antiques Roadshow, you know, now with my wife... come on! Don't give me crap in there. Now that I do know that they're very valuable, but at the time, all I saw were these dark porcelain, you know, like blue or black eyes just staring right at me in this room. And I was like, you and your mom are just weird, man.
Yeah, it's
I can't
weird
do
that
it.
You appraise the dolls on the roadshow before they do.
Speaking of that, do you notice all the appraisers on the roadshow that appraise dolls?
I don't
They're
watch.
A little weird.
Don't
they,
throw me
they,
into this.
They are a little odd themselves. I mean, they will literally say, oh, this is a beautiful specimen. This is from Germany, 1921. And you can certainly see if I pull up the dress. What are you doing? What are you doing? It was stuffed with sawdust that was then used by the Koenigs, the king's own thread, to sew it shut.
Oh, boy.
Wow. You know a little too much about that, dude. Mm. He's alone on Christmas. Anyway, the point is, this guy wanted to know, should he break up with her? And I was surprised. A lot of people said, no, you're the bag here, not her.
We're putting it on Twitter.
I
would agree.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Lloyd, did you ever have to break up with somebody because of their
I only went out with her
hobby,
once or twice, and mm-hmm. it wasn't a hobby. It was more of an activity that she found to be soothing, which I thought was out there.
Can only imagine.
Are
what
you
going to
share?
I sure will.
Can
All
only
right.
imagine.
She wouldn't just, like, crack her knuckles like this. She would crack everything. I mean,
on her body, not yours.
Oh, I wouldn't let her near me. Like her neck, her leg, like her knees, her toes, everything. And she could do lots of it all at once. And just the sound creeped me out. Like, again, you want to crack your knuckles? You want to give it a four knuckle crackaroo? Go
hey,
for
Lloyd,
it.
Hey, Lloyd, where are we going tonight?
No, she was very feminine. But she would crack them all at once, and I just got sick of the Knuckle Symphony.
Knuckle Symphony.
It was very odd. I never told her.
Was
I
she German? Did she like to crack knuckles?
I don't remember what I said, but it was basically just like, hit the bricks. This is not going to work out.
You never told her?
What am I going to say? Hey, weirdo, cracking all your joints.
Hey,
you're not for me.
How about that's annoying. Could you stop that?
No.
Now you probably ruined her life forever because she continued to do that and had no one ever.
I moved on to much better, and she can crack her knuckles with a bunch of dolls.
Hey, I noticed you can spin your head around like an owl.
Exactly.
Can you knock that off?
She was very nice and very sweet. Just the joint cracking was a little too much.
Well, I didn't know you could do that with a radius in your neck. Jeez Louise. All right, coming up, we have the Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and or misses.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, every week we basically wrap up the week with a hit and a miss. We call it the Trump Tracker. Lloyd's in for Gatos today. I will go first. Okay, Lloyd?
Hit.
All right, hit. For the president, he tweeted about the national anthem protest. Why is that a hit? I don't know. I just don't like Roger Goodell. I mean, that's basically what it is. Trump weighed in on the protest basically saying, well, it looks like the controversy is alive and well again. And you know Roger Goodell is going, come on, would you please stop weighing in on this? I'm trying to fix this. All right. Donald Trump's miss, besides the horrific press conference he had with the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, he said yesterday on CNBC that he'd be Putin's worst nightmare if things in Russia didn't work out with America. Hello? How is that even possible? How would you ever be Putin's worst nightmare? You can't even stand up to him and look him in the eye and say, hey, we know you meddled. It's not going to happen again. Don't do it again. I just don't understand the logic behind this president at all.
All right, Mac, my hit and miss very quickly here. He's having a second meeting with Russia. Now, follow me on this, Mac. It's a hit because it couldn't possibly be any worse than the first meeting with Russia. So I'm giving him a hit. It can't be worse. So a hit.
All right.
And the miss was the first meeting and the whole wooden thing on Monday in Helsinki.
Brutal.
Oh, come on. And then the fallout that happened a couple days later and the follow-up with all that.
Yeah.
Not a good week for the president again.
All right, that'll do it. The Trump Tracker. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. Up now, the sounds of the week. And until next time, it's great to have Mac, Gatos, and Lloyd on the show. The Sounds of the Week brought to you by Blue Sky Pest Control.
Better technicians, better service, and Rosie certified. Schedule today at blueskypest.com.
You know, KTAR has a very large news team, you know, the largest news team.
They're not nude, thank goodness.
I didn't say nude. Team. Did I say nude?
Yeah.
Guys, I did not say that. Did I say nude? Mm-hmm. Nudes team? Boy, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Huh. Can we, like, start the segment over? Pablo, you got some music? Can we just start over and forget that happened?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos.
Yeah.
KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
There is a new little baby that was born at a Chick-fil-A. Glad mom and baby are healthy. Glad dad got to deliver the child.
Doesn't sound like you really are glad.
I am glad that the baby is healthy
and
mom survived.
You're jealous you didn't get that free Chick-fil-A, aren't you?
No, nothing against Chick-fil-A, but I do not need Chick-fil-A free the rest of my life.
I'll take those breakfast sandwiches. They're delicious.
Well, then have a baby there.
Ooh. We've got gut check time. I'm gonna punch you in the gut hard this time, Mac.
Okay.
Full right-handed punch right in the bladder. Wait, where's the bladder?
No. That's not my gut.
I'll work on that.
All right. Former governor and the Mac and Gatos political insider, Jan Brewer. Keep looking for those kitten pictures.
Well, I'm going to go to your Facebook page right now, and I'm going to look at the kitten because it's warm and fuzzy. It's going to make me feel good because it wasn't a real happy interview today.
That wasn't our fault. You can't blame us, Governor.
It wasn't a real happy interview
today. Don't shoot the messenger. Gee. Sounds like easier.